Dr. Atomic opens this evening at the Metropolitan Opera. Created by Pulitzer Prize-winning composer John Adams and directed by film director Penny Woolcock, Dr. Atomic is the story of Robert Oppenheimer, the lead scientist of the Manhattan Project. It's the New York premiere, and it's a much-anticipated debut of a brand-new production. Laura Pellegrinelli filed this report on the Met's latest theatrical experiment.
Normally, when people use the word bomb in conjunction with a theater, it's a verb, as in, my God, Mr. Bialystock, do you think the opera will bomb? In the case of Dr. Atomic, the bomb is a noun, an object that literally hangs overhead like a heavy, dark cloud.
A man built it in his garage in England, and he became completely obsessed with the detail of it. And the bomb that you see is an exact replica of the bomb.
Virtually all of the opera's texts come from historical documents about the summer of 1945, the letters and diaries of the scientists at Los Alamos. The exceptions are poems that Oppenheimer could recite by heart. They were his refuge from the enormous stresses of completing his project and its ethical implications.
Batter my heart, 3% God, that I may rise and stand, or throw me and bend your form.
At the time, no one knew if the test would be a success. Millions of dollars and years of research were at stake. A fierce electrical storm in the New Mexico desert threatened to detonate the bomb with a lightning strike. Just imagine setting off a nuclear explosion with 30-mile-per-hour winds, which could have drenched the surrounding area with radioactivity. One physicist passed around suntan lotion to help protect them. Another theorized that the explosion would set off a chain reaction, igniting the Earth's atmosphere and destroying the entire planet.
What the hell is wrong with the weather?
The bomb that hangs over the characters on stage looks like the chaos they're experiencing.
During that night, they were literally using bits of sticky tape and Kleenex to make things fit. And in case the bomb fell, they had piled up 16 mattresses. So that if it fell, somehow they thought this is going to provide some protection. And we did consider using that in the production. We just thought nobody would ever believe us.
Yet, dearly, I love you.
Librettist Peter Sellers directed the original production of Dr. Atomic in San Francisco. It was abstract and minimalistic. Here in New York, Woolcock makes her vision more concrete.
It's much more about the actual events. There's a lot of documentary footage.
Baritone Gerald Finley was cast as Oppenheimer in both productions. He says that Woolcock's experience in documentary film is a big influence.
It's less a meditation on the theory of atomic power. It's a very straightforward, line by line, you know, what is the story here? What was the circumstance surrounding the utterance of these particular phrases?
Much of it's visual, with projections of diagrams and formulas. As scientists discuss target sites, maps appear. A grid of cubicles open and shut like a pair of giant bookcases. As tension mounts, people climb the walls. The whole stage is a reflection of the emotional environment.
We've used lighting so that when Oppenheimer goes into himself and he starts to recite poetry, very often we've made the rest of the stage completely dark so that he's lit and you understand that in a way you're just being allowed inside his head.
When I come to the Met to see anything, it's wonderful when there's a minimalistic sort of, and you can be drawn in, but I love when they bring the toys out.
Eric Owen sings the role of General Leslie Groves, Oppenheimer's military supervisor.
The designers and the directors come in and just, the Met is sort of that Ferrari that you can take out. You know, when they put the pedal to the floor and let it rip, it's just, I think it's great. So
the Met's executive director, Peter Gelb, seems to like theatrical Ferraris. Gelb chose Woolcock because she'd worked with composer John Adams before, directing the film version of his opera The Death of Klinghoffer. But she's part of a trend. Although he claims great singing is still central, Gelb has been importing production teams from the world of film and theater. It's part of his attempts to bring opera into the 21st century. Gelb is pushing the boundaries of opera. And inside the opera house, we're faced with a story about pushing the frontiers of human knowledge.
They were doing something that had never been done before. The atom had just been split. I mean, we really wanted to capture that excitement and the beauty of it, as well as the horror.
For WNYC, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli.